如所书的第一章。
We will continue to study Ephesians chapter 1.
那从第一节到十四节是讲到基督里面的属灵福气。
And from verses 1 to 14, it talks about the spiritual blessings that we receive in Jesus.
十五节开始是基督里面的祷告祈求。
And starting from verse 15, it is a prayer in Christ.
所以保罗说，我这听到你们信从主耶稣以后啊，我就为你们不住的祷告祈求。
And Paul says that after you have believed in Christ, I have continued to pray for you.
一方面为着众信徒能够在信仰上进步，彼此相爱，所以感谢神。
Because he wanted the brothers and sisters to grow in Christ and to love each other, so he thanked God.
他说常常在祷告当中提到他们呢，就是提名的代祷。
And many times in his prayers, he mentions them one by one by name.
求神呐，能够让他们在灵性上啊，能够更加的进步。
And he prays to God so they can grow spiritually.
我们看到保罗的祷告内容当中啊。
If we look at the contents of Paul's prayer.
我们看十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那世人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。保罗求神啊，让弟兄姊妹真正的认识神。
Paul prays to God for the members who truly know God.
一个人啊，真正认识神啊，才会跟随主到底。
Only when a person truly knows God will they follow God to the end.
主耶稣在传道里的书啊，有的人一开始看到他会行神迹啊，而所以跟随他。
When Jesus was preaching, many people followed him because he performed miracles.
但后来他讲到一些比较深入的道理以后，一个一个就离开了。
But after he began to talk about things that are deeper, the people started to leave.
主耶稣就问门徒说啊，你们也要跟着离开吗？
So Jesus asked his disciples, asking them, "Are you going to leave also?"
彼得说啊，主啊，你有永生之道，我们离开你要去跟从谁？
But Peter answered, saying that you had the word of life. Who else should we follow?
所以使徒会跟随主到底，因为他对主有很清楚的认识。
That is why the disciples followed Jesus to the end because they had a deep understanding of God.
有一次啊，主耶稣问门徒说啊，你们人家说我是谁？
And Jesus once asked his disciples, saying that what do others call me?
有的说啊，你是先知里面的一个。
And they answer saying that some people say you are a prophet.
有的说啊，你是施洗约翰。
And some say you are John the Baptist.
耶稣就问门徒说，那你们认为我是谁？
Then Jesus asked his disciples saying, who do you say I am?
谢谢。彼得就说啊，你是永生神的儿子。
And Peter answered saying that you are the son of the living God.
主耶稣说啊，西门巴约拿，你是有福气的。
Then Jesus saying that Simon, you are blessed.
这不是输血气，主是你的。
And he said that this is not something that's inspired by yourself.
所以一个人啊，能够对神啊、对主有真正的认识，就是有福气的。
So it is a blessing for a person to understand God.
这不是说啊，我们凭着外貌，我们用一些学识，我们就能够认识。
And this is the understanding of God is not something that we can learn ourselves.
有很多人啊，虽然能有学问，很多神学博士，但是他们却没有把研究出啊得救的道理。
There are many theologians with a lot of knowledge, but they cannot find the truth.
有的人虽然看到很多的神迹啊，但是他却没有办法来相信神的同在。
And some people may see a lot of miracles, but they are not able to believe the presence of God.
所以真的要神的灵感动啊，我们才能够认识他。
So only when the Spirit moves us are we able to understand him.
说没有神的灵感动，没有一个人啊能够到神面前来的。
And without the movement of the Holy Spirit, not one person can come to God.
如果没有神的灵感动啊，也没有人能够承认耶稣是他的主。
And without the movement of the Holy Spirit, not one person will say that Jesus is Christ.
所以我们要求神啊，智慧启示的灵住在我们里面。
So we must pray to God so that the spirit of wisdom and revelation is inside us.
让我们能够真正追求认识神。
So we can truly understand God.
所以在何西阿书第六章里面说啊， 你们要竭力追求认识神。
That's why in Hosea chapter 6 it says that you must strive to understand God.
所以我们对神的认识啊， 不是一种空闻有神的， 而是真正去摸到神的这样的体认。
So our understanding of God is not only a knowledge, but we can truly touch God.
真正的认识神。
To truly understand God.
再来说，求神啊，照明你们心中的眼睛， 使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，让我们心灵的眼睛能够明亮。
And verse 18 says that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened.
所以要认识神啊，晓得他的救恩不是靠我们肉体的眼睛。
So understanding God and understanding salvation is not through our own eyes.
要我们心灵的眼睛明亮了。
But it must be the eyes of our heart.
好像保罗说啊，我现在先前认为以我有益的。
That's why Paul said that in the past, what I thought was good for me.
我现在看到耶稣以后啊，我发现说那些对我是有损的。
After seeing Christ, I find that these are not a benefit to me.
因为我发现耶稣基督啊是我的至宝。
Because I found that Jesus Christ is the most precious.
所以他以前有身份有地位。
So in the past, he had status.
有财富,
and he had wealth.
凭着外貌来看出来耶稣逼迫基督徒。
And by the outer appearance, he misunderstood Jesus and he persecuted the Christians.
虽然神用荣光照他,
so and then God used the glorious light to shine upon him. And he was blind.
但是虽然 肉眼看不见了，但是心里的眼睛打开了。
But although his physical eyes were blind, his eye in his heart was open.
因为他问说：“主啊，你是谁？”
Then he asked, "Lord, who are you?"
那个声音说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
Then the voice answered, saying that I am the Jesus whom you persecute.
告诉他说：“你要做的事情，你进到城里面了，有人会告诉你。”
And the voice told him that you will be told what to do when you enter the city.
所以亚拉尼亚来帮他祷告，让他受圣灵，让他眼睛好像鳞片掉下来。
Then Ananias prayed for him, laid hands upon him, then his eyes were opened.
他真的眼睛打开了。Then
his eyes were truly opened.
所以他翻过来啊，到处竭力为主耶稣做见证。
And now he tries very hard to preach for Jesus.
所以在使徒行传26章里面，保罗说啊，神给他的使命。
So in Acts chapter 26, Paul tells about the mission he received from God.
就是要去叫众人的眼睛能够打开。
It is to open the eyes of all nations.
他能够从黑暗当中归向光明。
So they can depart from darkness and enter into the light.
从撒旦的权下归向真神。
And from the hands of Satan to belong to God.
能够盼望那个天上的福分。
And to have hope of the blessings in heaven.
所以我们也要求神啊，让我们心里的眼睛打开。
So we must also ask God to open our hearts.
让我们知道说，神召我们来是有何等伟大的指望。
So we can understand what hope God had from creating us.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8.
30节。
Verse 30.
罗马书8章30节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 30.
说预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。这里讲到神选召我们的目的了。
Here it talks about the purpose of God's calling us.
他预先所定下的人，就选召来的人，就是要让你得到称义。
And first, the predestined people whom He has selected is for us to be justified.
称义这个是在法院上里面的那个审判的名词。
And being justified is legal status.
本来是一个罪人呢，在审判。
Although you were a sinner and you were being judged.
不只是说啊。 先判他没有罪，而说先判他是一个好人。
Not only it's a verdict of not guilty, but it's saying that you are a good person.
当然，我们今天能够得到称义呀，这个不是靠我们自己。
So today we can be justified, it is not through our own efforts.
因为我们本来都远离神的罪人呢。
Because we are sinners who have departed from God.
但主耶稣把我们选召来。
But Jesus has chosen us.
啊，借着耶稣基督的义行归在我们身上。
And through Jesus Christ to be upon us.
所以神就白白称我们是义人。
So God has called us righteous people.
所以称我们是圣徒。
And call us his disciples.
他说所称为义的人要让他们得荣耀。
And for those who are justified, they will be glorified.
所以这是神选召我们都要让我们得赏赐得荣耀啊。
And this is the purpose of God's choosing.
那保罗说我们将来要得的是那个极重无比永远的荣耀。
That's why Paul says that the glory that we shall receive is everlasting.
这是神要赐给我们的。
This is what God wants.
所以在哥林多前书十五章里面讲到说将来复活的人怎么样呢？
That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it talks about how the people
who are resurrected. 说义人好像太阳发光一样。
That the righteous will be shining like the sun.
说各样的星星啊，都有它的荣光。
And all of the stars have their brightness.
说我们每个人将来的赏赐不一样，荣耀也不一样。
So at the last day, all of our inheritance will be different, and the brightness will be different.
杨元长老，主耶稣召他回去。
And God has called back. Elder John Young.
他在一生当中啊，真的为主做了很多工。
In his life, he has done a lot of work for God.
在离世之前的一段时间呢，我经常去探望他。
And during the time before he departed, I visited him often.
虽然他身体很虚弱了。
Although he was weak physically.
但是他整个心情什么都很平静。
But he was very peaceful.
我听杨一鸣传道在见证。
And I heard the testimony of Pastor Yang.
他说当他回来的时候，他爸爸看到很高兴。
And when he returned, when his dad saw him, he was very happy.
因为他在上个月啊，上个月啊，回来大概三个星期。
Because last month he came back for about 3 weeks.
后来因为工作关系回法国，然后在一月十号又回来。
And because of work, he returned to France, but on January the 10th, he returned.
杨长老看到他，很兴奋。
And that day when Elder Yang saw him, he was very happy.
跟他讲了很多话。
And he talked to him.
第二天呢。
And the second day.
他说他看到说他的爸爸，两个手举得高高的。
And he said that he saw his dad had his two hands stretched out.
他说看起来那个闲情啊，很愉快。
And seeing that, it looked as if he was very happy.
他说好像那个学生哦，在领奖啊，两个手哎要从校长那里领受奖赏那样，伸手要领受那个颁奖。
It's like a student receiving a reward with the stretched out hands.
那一天啊，他说神采奕奕呀，充满好像很荣光的那一种样子。
And he said that day, it looked as if it was very glorious.
那一天晚上啊，他们家人聚在那里，那就一个一个跟他们谈话，他跟他们握手道别。
And that night, the family gathered, and he talked to each one of them and shake their hands.
过了几天以后啊，他就慢慢就一直沉睡。
And after a few days, he was in a deep sleep.
本来因为他是肺的毛病嘛。
At the beginning, there were problems.
那照讲起来，那是会很痛苦的。
And it should be very painful.
但是我们每一次去看的时候，我前几次去看的时候，他都会醒过来，跟我打打招呼，讲个话这样。
And the first few times I went to visit him, he would always wake up and talk to me.
结果就是在最后一次哈，去看他的时候。那一天他就没有醒过来
了。Only on my last visit did he not wake up. He was in a deep sleep.
睡得很沉啊，你再叫他，他都没有醒。
He was sleeping so deeply. We could not wake him up.
在第二天的早上五点多啊，主耶稣就接他回去。
And the next morning around 5 o'clock, he was called back by the Lord.
他就这样沉睡当中就睡着了，睡着了。
So he was in a deep sleep.
所以我们知道说啊。一个基督徒啊，在世界上所做的为神所做的工作啊，不会徒劳。所以工作的果效会随着。
We know all the work that we do for God is not in vain.
将来就是要在主面前呐、领受奖赏。
And at the end, we shall receive our reward.
所以保罗说啊
，That's why Paul says,
我要忘记背后，努力面前。
I will forget the past and strive ahead.
因为我不是认为说已经得到了。
Because I do not consider as having reached my goal.
我还是要一直跑到有一天跑到终点，在那里领受从主耶稣来的奖赏为主。
I still need to strive until the end when I receive my reward.
所以我们在主里面呢，主造我们来是要给我们得奖赏，给我们得荣耀的。
So, the purpose of God creating us is so that we can receive.
有的人是风风雾雾进神的国。
Many people enter into the kingdom of God with full hands.
彼得后书里面说，有的人是勉强进去的。
And Second Peter mentions some people barely
make it. 当然他是。 被考验，他的工程都烧毁掉了。And 勉强进去的就没有办法得到很大的赏赐。And
those who barely make it will not be able to receive a great reward.
当然，有的人没有办法进去的更可怜。And
those who cannot enter are even more pitiful.
所以，我们应当风风火火的进神的国啊，享荣耀。So
we shall enter into the kingdom of God with full hands and receive our glory.
在这里讲到说啊。 神要在圣徒当中得的基业，也是有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And
18节下面
In verse 18, the second part of verse 18,
说神也要在圣徒当中来得荣耀。
That God shall receive His glory through the saints.
因为要借着他的恩典呐，得到众人的称赞得荣耀。
And because through His blessings, they shall receive the glory from others.
所以他选召我们呢，要借着我们来荣耀他，彰显出他的荣耀来。
So, having created us, He wanted us to glorify Him.
所以我们被神拣选呐，当然我们今天早上讲到说啊，那是我们的本分，我们有倚靠，有永生。
And we are chosen by God in this morning, and we have talked about that as our reliance.
但是我们基督徒生活的另外一个意义啊，就是要荣耀神。
But another purpose of a Christian life is to glorify God.
看以赛亚书的43章第7节。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7.
以赛亚书43章第7节。
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7.
就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成、所造作的。说神称为神名下的人，是为着神的荣耀来创造的。Here
it says that those who are called by my name are created for my glory.
所以神造我们的目的就是要得荣耀。So
the purpose of God creating us is for His glory.
啊，所以我们人生的目的就是要来荣耀神。
So the purpose of our life is to glorify God.
所以我们无论做什么啊，都要想到说，我所做的能不能在我身上让神得荣耀。So
in whatever we do, we must think what we do does it glorify God.
父母亲因为儿女有好的成就，有好的品德，所以父母亲得到安慰，得荣耀。And
the parents receive glory through their children who do well.
我们有好的品德啊。 离开罪恶，积极行善，我们的神也能够同样同享荣耀。If
we can depart from evil and have good works, then at the same token, God will be glorified.
所以保罗说啊，求神呐、啊，让我们每一个人知道，神要在圣徒的身上啊来得到荣耀。That's
why Paul says that God will be glorified through the saints.
他说：“要让我们知道神向我们所显的能力啊是何等的浩大。”And
to let us know how great the power of God is.
神是全能的神呐、啊，他的能力要彰显在教会，彰显在弟兄姊妹身上。God
is an almighty God, and His power will be shown upon the members and the church.
说好像借着耶稣从死里复活的那个大能。
Just like the power of Jesus' resurrection.
哎，要显在我们身上。
That will be shown on us also.
所以在我们的生活当中啊，我们可以借着祷告，神会显出他的大能大力，说会超过我们所求所想的。
So in our everyday lives, through prayer, we can receive power from God beyond our imaginations.
将来同样的那个大能会显在我们身上，让我们这个病死的身体又要活过来。
And at the end, the same power will resurrect our dead bodies.
还要成为一个荣耀的身体, 跟主父的身体相似。
And it will be a glorious body, just like the one that Jesus that resurrected.
所以我们复活是要靠着神的大能。
So our resurrection is based on the great power of God.
好像主一样的从死里复活一样。
Just like when Christ resurrected.
让我们坐在天上, 这个是说神叫耶稣从死里复活坐在天上 超过一切啊, 主政掌权的,
And verse 20
将万有伏在他的脚下,
And over also 21
所以让耶稣来做教会的元首 耶稣做教会的头啊,
So Jesus will be the head of the church.
所以教会是耶稣的身体, 充满万有主所充满的。
So the church is the body of Christ and be filled with him.
所以这个教会啊, 是耶稣的身体, 其实在创世以前啊, 神就预定借着耶稣基督, 来建设教会, 让万民得救。
So the church is the body of Christ and even before creation, God has already predestined that the people will be saved.
我们来看第二章。
Let's look at chapter 2.
继续我们看第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章我们谈到说这是在基督耶稣里面的新生命。
And this is the new life in Christ.
因为借着我们成为属灵新生命, 成为建造圣殿的活的石头, 把神的殿啊, 把它建造起来。
And because we are a new life in Christ, then we'll be like the stones in on the temple to build up the temple.
前面一段是讲到我们还没有信主以前的状况。
And in the first section, it talks about the situation before we were believers.
我们看二章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 1.
说你们死在过犯罪恶之中, 他叫你们活过来。 第二节。
2.
那时你们在其中行事为人, 随从今世的风俗, 顺服空中掌权者的首领, 就是现今在悖逆之主心中运行的邪灵。 第三节。
3.
我们从前也在他们中间, 放纵肉体的私欲, 随着肉体和心中所喜好的气行, 本为可怒之子和别人一样。这里讲到说啊，我们还没有信主以前啊，称为可怒之子。
Here it says that before we were believers, we were hated.
死在罪恶过犯当中。
And we were dead in sin.
因为亚当一个人犯罪，所以罪就进到世界了。
Because Adam sinned, so sin entered the world.
所以众人都在罪里面。
So all men live in sin.
罪的工价就是死。
And the consequence of sin is death.
所以神对亚当说啊, 你吃善恶果的日子必定死。
And when God told Adam, saying that when you eat of the fruit of the knowledge of tree and evil,
虽然他还活到930岁。
Although he lived to 390 years old.
实际上他属灵的生命已经跟神的永生就隔绝了。
But because of that, he had departed from the everlasting life from God.
所以人虽然活在世界上, 肉体活着啊, 灵命已经死掉了。
So although men live physically alive in this world, our spiritual life are dead.
因为亚当的后裔啊, 承接亚当的罪, 所以每一个人都生在罪中。
And because the descendants of Adam, have the sin of Adam, that's why we all
have the sin. And
there's the sin from Adam and the sin that we commit.
所以罪的工价就是死, 所以众人都在过犯罪恶当中死了。
And the consequence of sin is death, that's why we all die in sin.
所以有一次有一个人说啊, 主啊, 你容我回去埋葬我的父亲, 我再来跟随你。
That's why the Bible said that there is a person who told Jesus, saying that, let me go home and bury my father first, then I will follow you.
主耶稣讲了一句话说啊,任凭死人埋葬他们的死人。
And Jesus answered, saying that, let the dead bury the dead.
有的人认为说,耶稣怎么讲这种话,怎么好像人家要孝顺父母亲都不行。
Some people may think, why Jesus said this, why cannot a son honor his own parent?
因为耶稣说啊，这个死人埋葬死人，第一个死人是肉体活着，灵命死掉的死人。
When Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead, the first dead person is a person who is living physically but dead spiritually.
啊，那个被埋的人啊，他是肉体死掉的人。
And the one being buried is dead physically.
所以让我们知道说，我们有肉体的生命，也有灵魂的生命。
So it lets us know that we have a spiritual life and a physical life.
虽然人的肉体活着啊，但是离开了神啊，就跟神的永生隔绝了。
But although physically we're living, but because of sin, we are we have departed from God.
我们本来是处在过犯罪恶当中的，但是主耶稣让我们活过来了。
And in the past, we have lived in sin, but God has resurrected us.
我们怎么活呢？
How do we live?
就借着洗礼啊，把罪赦掉了，我们就得到重生啊，领受新生命，就活过来了。
It's through baptism where our sins are washed away and we are reborn.
所以在启示录里面就说啊，第一次复活的人有福气了。
That's why in Revelation says that For those who have resurrected, they are blessed.
第二处的死在他们身上就没有权柄了。
Then the second death has no power over them.
所以我们灵性已经复活的人呢
？So those of us who are living spiritually,
我们就可以免去第二处的死，就是免去地狱的刑罚。
Then we will avoid the second death, which is the punishment of hell.
因为我们灵命已经得到复活了。
Because our spiritual life has received its resurrection.
他说过去的人呢、啊、是行为都是随从风俗啊，顺服空中掌权者的所领。
And it says that we have our walk according to the course of the world.
因为犯罪啊，所以在魔鬼的手下。
Because we sin, we all live under Satan.
啊，魔鬼就借着各样的罪恶来迷惑人。
And Satan through all kinds of sin traps us.
啊，让人去放纵肉体上的一些私欲。
So that we can follow our lusts.
因为犯罪的是神所愤怒的。
Because God hates those who sin.
所以称为可怒之子。
So we are the children of wrath.
啊，但是我们现在啊，已经得到主的怜悯，啊，已经复活了。
But now we have received the mercy of God and have resurrected.
我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 3.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因为他爱我们的大爱，当我们处在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，一同得救。你们得救是本乎恩。他又叫我们与基督
Verse 6.
耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在耶稣基督里面所赐的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
Verse 7.
这里讲到说啊，我们本来是死在过犯当中的，但耶稣让我们活过来。
Here it says that we were dead in trespass, but Jesus has resurrected us.
所以这是神非常伟大的爱啊。
And this is the great love of God.
啊，这是神的大怜悯。
And the mercy of God.
所以诗篇里面说啊，神如果跟我们每一个人计较啊，我们没有一个人可以站在神的面前。
That's why in Psalms it says that if God wants to count all of our sins, then none of us can stand in front of God.
但是他没有按照我们的过犯来对待我们。
But he does not treat us according to our trespasses.
说天离地有多高啊，神对我们的恩典就有多大。
How high is the sky from earth, it is how great the love of God is.
东离西有多远啊，他把我们的罪过啊带离的有多远。
And how far is the east from the west? That is how far he has taken our sins away.
所以神的爱真的很大。
So this is the great love of God.
啊，让我们能够免去死亡，免去灭亡，还能够得到永恒的生命。
So that we can avoid death and receive everlasting life.
他说让我们能够跟主一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And it says that we can resurrect with Jesus and sit beside the Lord.
那这里讲到说坐在天上，当然我们知道说我们将来复活以后要到天上去。跟主永远同在。
And it says that we will sit with the Lord, meaning we will receive our everlasting life.
但是哥罗西书里面讲到说啊， 其实我们信主了以后，我们的生命啊，就藏在耶稣基督里，跟耶稣基督啊一同藏在神的里面。
In Colossians, it says that after we believe, we are hidden with Jesus within the Lord.
所以我们虽然住在地面上，实际上我们的名字是记在天上的生命册上。
So although we are living here on earth, our name is already in heaven.
所以我们在地面上，我们称为天上的国民，我们只不过是暂时聚集在世界上而已。
So while we are on earth, we are only sojourners.
所以在腓立比书里面说，我们是天上的国民。
That's why in Philippians it says that we are citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
我们是在盼望等候耶稣来的时候把我们接回到天家去。
And we are hoping for the coming of Jesus to bring us to our heavenly home.
所以我们的名字是记在天上的生命册上。
So our name is already written in heaven.
我们跟天上的神啊，要一起作王啊，主掌权柄来审判天下。
And we will reign with our heavenly king and judge the world.
那再来说啊，我们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信，不是我们的行为，不是靠我们自己。
And also says that we are saved by grace, that and also through our faith, it is not through our own efforts.
不是因为我们比别人有好的行为表现才蒙受神的拣选。
It is not because we have better deeds than other people.
而是神的爱来临到我们，拣选我们。
But it is the love of God, shown on us.
所以一切都是出于恩典呐、啊，这个恩典就是不付代价的，白白是给你的。
So all of this is through grace, and grace is something we do not have to pay for.
所以你如果做工啊，做工得工价，那不算恩典。
If you work and you receive wages, this is not a grace.
你没有做工，白白得工价的，这才是恩典。
But if you do not work, but you receive your wages, this is a grace.
我们得神的救恩啊，我们没有付出什么。
When we receive the salvation of God, we did not do anything.
神主动把他的救恩赐给我们。
God gave the salvation to us.
他在十字架为我们死掉了。
He died on the cross for us.
我们只是按照他的话啊，接受他的宝血洗礼啊，领受他的灵住在我们心。
All we do is according to His word, baptize and receive His Spirit.
所以你主要相信接受啊，这个恩典就白白是给你的。
So all you have to do is believe and receive. This grace will be given to you.
所以有的人说啊啊，你主要口里相信就好了，啊，洗礼啦，得求圣灵，那个都是行为，这个是不对的观念。
That's why some people says that all you have to do is believe. The baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit, these are extra behaviors that.But this is wrong.
我们洗礼到底你付出什么代价？
From baptism, what did you have to do?
你只是相信接受而已。
All you did was believe and receive.
啊，你求圣灵也不能够说这是你付出的代价。
And praying for the Holy Spirit, this is not something that you really work.
所以不是行为，是神白白是给我们的。
These are not things that we did, but it's given freely to us.
那所以既然是恩典啊，没有一个人可以自夸。
And because this is a grace from God, then we cannot boast.
啊，但是我们不是因为我们的行为来得到主的拣选，那神拣选我们以后啊，却要我们去积极行善。
And because it is not because of our deeds that we are saved by grace, but after we have been saved, we should have.
因为这是神预备我们，叫我们要去遵行的。
Because this is what God has commanded us to do.
他说我们所要行的善呢、啊、说要把神的救恩呢、啊、同样显明给后来的世代。这是在第七节。
And in verse 7 it says that we shall show the grace that God has given to us to the ages to come.
所以在诗篇里面说、啊、我们不要把神的救恩呢、啊、向我们的后代隐瞒。
So we should not hide our salvation from our descendants.
我们要把我们所领受的神的救恩啊、我们生活当中、啊、信仰上的一些体验好好的告诉我们的儿女，让我们的儿女将来又来告诉他们的儿女。
We shall tell our children all the grace that we have received from God so that our children can tell their children.
因为神拣选我们了以后，神的救恩、啊、就是借着我们要传扬到我们的后代祖孙。
Because God has chosen us so that we can preach and pass on the message to our children.
啊、我们要积极按着神的主意来行、啊、多多结果子、啊、 让这个果子长存，来荣耀神。
And we should follow the command of God and bear more fruits.
我们接下去看十一节以下。
And let's study from verse 11.
请看十一节
，verse 11，
这是在基督里面的合一啊。
And this is being united with Christ.
说你们应当纪念，你们从前呢、啊，按着肉体是外邦人。
In verse 11, saying that you must remember that you were once Gentiles.
这称为没有受割礼的，这名原是那。凭着人属在肉身上称为受割礼的人所起的十二节
12.
那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的之约上是局外人，并且活在世界上没有指望，没有神。十三节
13.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里面靠着他的血已经得亲近了。这里讲到我们在耶稣基督里面呢、啊，能够成就和睦，在耶稣基督里面能够成就和睦，彼此和睦了，和平相处。
Saying that under Christ, we can all be in peace with each other.
我们从前呢、啊、是远离神的人。
Before we are far from God,
因为我们不是以色列人，不是犹太人。
Because we are not Jews.
啊，我们不是选民。
We are not the chosen people.
啊，古时候选民的纪要就是要受割礼。
And in the past, those who are chosen will be circumcised.
所以亚伯拉罕的祖孙啊，男丁啊，出生第八天都要受割礼。
That's why all the descendants of Abraham after the eighth day they will be
circumcised. 这是选民的记号。
And this is the sign of the chosen people.
啊，本来这个救恩啊是要从犹太人出来。
And salvation came from the Jews.
啊，我们不是犹太人，我们跟基督的救恩无关。
And because we are not Jews, then we do not have salvation.
跟神的应许啊无份的。
And we have no part with the hope of God.
啊，因为我们不认识神，所以我们活在世界上没有指望。
Because we do not know God, we do not have hope in this world.
但是现在却靠着耶稣基督的救恩啊，让我们能够跟神亲近。
But now, through the salvation of Jesus Christ, we can be close to God.
啊，让我们啊，借着受洗以后啊，成为属灵的以色列人。
And through baptism, we become spiritual Jews.
所以现在就不分犹太人呐、啊、希利尼人呐、啊、住主为奴的了。
So there is no difference between the Jews and Sicilians.
在耶稣基督里面呢、啊，啊，都要成为一个新的一个，好像一个种族一样。
But within Christ, there is only one big tribe.
啊，所以犹太人信主，外邦人信主，统统在耶稣基督里面合而为一。
So the Jews who believe in God and the Gentiles who believe in God are united to be one.
所以犹太人本来他们认为只有他们是神的选民，他们看不起外邦人，不跟外邦人来往。
And because the Jews thought they were the only chosen people of God, so they did not deal with other people.
但是借着耶稣基督的十字架，却成就了彼此之间的和睦关系。
But through the cross and Jesus dying on the cross, we are united.
啊，让我们能够一起啊，来到神的面前来敬畏神。
So that we can come before the Lord and worship Him.
啊，成为神的家里的人。
And become a member of God's family.
所以我们现在啊，不再是外人呐、啊，不再是客旅了。
So we are no longer aliens or strangers.
是神家里面的人，是跟圣徒同样一个国度了。
But we are in the family of Christ.
啊，所以这个国度啊，就是永生神的国度，是永远不震动的国。
And this kingdom is an everlasting kingdom.
所以我们既然来到这个国度啊，我们就要用虔诚的态度来侍奉神。
So now that we are in this kingdom, we shall worship the Lord.
我们既然是神的家里的人、哦啊、跟圣徒同国了、啊、神也把这个和平的福音的使命给我们、啊、我们把道理传出去，让人也可以来跟神和好。
And now we are a family member in God's family, and we are one with the saints. We shall also bring others to
Christ.
And we can preach the message of peace.
最后一个就是建造啊, 主的殿。
And the last is to build the temple of God.
本来这个殿啊, 就是耶稣基督做王角石的。
And this, this church is built by the cornerstone of Jesus.
使徒先知啊, 就是这个殿的根基。
And the apostles and prophets are the foundations of this temple.
我们每一个人都是这个建殿的材料, 联络得很合适, 然后把神的殿, 这个属灵的教会就把它建造起来了。
And all of us are materials on this temple and, to build up this temple.
这是第二章里面所讲的。
And this is the contents of chapter 2.
在耶稣基督里面, 能够得到新生命, 能够成就和睦, 能够建造属灵的神的殿。
That we have a new life in Christ, and that we are united with the Jews, and we can build the temple of God.
成为圣灵的居所。
And become the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
我们来唱诗。
Sing him.
351首。
351.
现在一起来感谢祷告。
Now we will kneel down and pray.